Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former Secretary of State and Massachusetts U.S. Senator John Kerry was sharply critical of President Trump at an appearance in Boston, saying the country is being challenged. Speaking at an award ceremony last night, Kerry spoke of threats to diplomacy, American ideals, and threats to fighting climate change. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports.
Secretary Kerry received an award from the Irish International Immigrant Center for his work on immigration reform. But before addressing immigration, Kerry criticized what he called reckless moves under the current administration of President Trump, which Kerry says are threatening the well-being of the country, including pulling out of the Paris Climate Accords and potentially the Iranian nuclear deal. Kerry was a key player in orchestrating both. On immigration, Kerry praised Massachusetts' record of welcoming immigrants, but framed the current political rhetoric at the national level as un-American.
What we are seeing is an effort to play to that lowest common denominator of the American politics and the lowest common denominator of human behavior. It's fear, fear of the outsider, fear of someone who isn't you, fear of someone who doesn't look like you. And this crass exploitation of the most vulnerable people in the world, I believe, is an attack on America itself.
Kerry spoke of his own experiences in the U.S. Navy, serving next to immigrants who may have not yet known English, but felt compelled to serve their adopted nation. And he said the notion of America as a nation of immigrants is what makes the country unique.
We are the only nation on the face of this planet that defines itself not by a bloodline, not by royal decree. We define ourselves by an idea.
Kerry mentioned he may even take to the Sunday political shows to share his critical thoughts on the current administration. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.